twice.
Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London, Friday, 17th of Cheshvan, 11th of November. Rabbi Shmuel Peltz Shlita, by Ashkeim Abraham Baboka. This week's Torah Wave is sponsored anonymously.
Sofim. I think discuss an interesting subject. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Dalet, speaks about when you make Bedikas Chometz by night, by day, and then we sit, and the Gemara says, you know, the Mishnah says we do Bedikas Chometz by night. So the Gemara asks the following question, that why do you make Bedikas Chometz by night? Right? And the Gemara says, you should, we know that you do Bir Chometz by day, so you should start early by day. Why do you have to do Bedikas Chometz by night? Do it from the daytime. The Gemara says, I you to tell me, the reason why we start doing Bedikas Chometz by night is Zrizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs. We want to be Makdim in the Mitzvahs, we want to do Zrizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs, so we start already from the night before. But the Gemara says that can't be. The Gemara says that the only the din of Zrizim Magdim and the Mitzvah is that you have to start doing the Mitzvah before, and to do Zrizim Magdim and it means you do it before the time. It's only, it doesn't mean that you do it before the time of the Mitzvah. It means that when there's Mand, there's a time frame of the Mitzvah. So then, at that time frame, you have to do it before. That means the Mitzvah Smila, the Gemara says. The whole Mitzvah Smila is the whole day. So you start, the Zrizim Magdim tells you, you do it at the beginning of the day. But that's for sure, you can't do it the night before. You can't do it the night. And the Gemara brings a raya from this week's parsha. Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. The Gemara brings a raya from this week's parsha. It says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. Avraham. By the way, it's the same Gemara, I think, is in Yuma. Daf Chafhei. Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. Avraham got up in the morning. And he got ready all the Eitzim La'oila, and he got ready for the mitzvah for Akedas Yitzchok. This week's parsha, we know all know the Akedas Yitzchok. So says the Gemara's Medayit, but Yashkim Avraham Baboike, he got up in the morning. Why didn't he get up the night before? Elamai, because the mitzvah is by day, so it doesn't help you to get up the night before. Because Rizim Magdimim is only when the mitzvah, Zman HaMitzvah is. And the mitzvah is only by day.
Oh, so
you're asking why is it only the day? First of all, the Rachaim HaKadosh says on the plate, he thinks the reason why they had to do it by day is because we know Akedas Yitzchok was like the Korban Oila. We see later in the parashah, Aleu LaOila. And the Korban Oila, we know Kabonas only by day, B'yom Tzavoisoi. So that's why you can only do it by day. But that's for sure you can only do it by day. That's the rule in the Gemara. You can only do it by day, and you can't do it by night before. The Levush asked the following interesting question. The Levush in Tofresh Nun Beis asks this following question. He says, I don't understand. Rashi says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. Rashi said Baboike means he got up before Netzachamo. He got up by Alois, Alois HaShachar. He didn't wait to Netz. He got up by Alois HaShachar. That's what Rashi says. Vayashkim Avraham Baboike, Rashi saw him. Shelo Himtin Ad HaNetzachamo. He didn't wait to Netzachamo. He got up by Alois. Ask the Levush, I don't understand. We know the Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chof Amud Beis. The Mishnah in Megillah, Chof Amud Beis says the following. That all mitzvahs you have to do by day. Mila, the Gemara gives a whole example. Many mitzvahs you have to do by day. Im, also, Me'aloi Sashacha, if you did it before, Net Sachamo, then you yoitza b'di'evel. Yeah? Im Olo, Amud Sashacha, yoitza b'di'evel. Obele Katchila, that's for sure. You have to do it, the mitzvah, by day. And the Gemara, right? Balakat Chil, you have to do it by day. And by the way, the Gemara says, how the Gemara even so much asks, how do you know that b'diavad the words in Ma'alei Sashacha? The Gemara asks, if you have to do by day, and we know from Neitz Achamo's day, so how could you do it? The Gemara said the Katchila you have to do it from Neitz, but b'diavad, if you do it by, from Ma'alei Sashacha, you yoitza b'diavad. The Gemara brings the Makor. Gemara says that it says the pasuk v'anachnu oisim b'melocha v'chitzim mechzikim b'mochim Ma'alei Sashacha. And the Gemara says, Melocha, you start doing by day. So the Gemara says, Alois HaShachah is already called day. But like Tchila, you have to do from Neitz HaChamah. Even though Alois HaShachah is called day, you have to do it. Trek the Levush, if you have to do the mitzvah from Neitz HaChamah. And if Avada B'diavad can be used. Are we going to say that here Avraham did it B'diavad? That Avraham went on the B'diavad? We know that all the obvious did all the mitzvahs. Like Tchila, right? So why did he wake up by Alois HaShachah? He should have wake up by Neitz. If the Gemara says that the time of the mitzvah, this reason Magdim in the mitzvah is when the time counteracts the time when you have to do the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah starts by day, you have to start from Neitz HaChamah. So it should have been by Yashkim Avraham from Neitz HaChamah. Why from Alois HaShachah?
But that's already
we see in the Gemara. You're right. I should have spoken out. There you see in the Gemara already a chiddush that the Hachana is also called part of the mitzvah. Because if the Chana wouldn't be on the mitzvah, what's the Gemara bring the Raya? It's usually Magdimim, it's only the time of the mitzvah. If the Chana is not part of the mitzvah, you can start doing the Chana's by Yivaki Atzei HaOilo. Take the Eitim, he could have done that the night before. That's already you see in the Gemara that even the Chana over here has to be by day.
If it is a mitzvah, the Chana, you can do it earlier too.
You can't, the Gemara said you can't. The Gemara said you have to be Dafka Baboiken. Yeah, but the Gemara said you have to be Baboiken. Even the Chana's on it, he also has to be by day. It's part of the mitzvah. That's what says the Gemara. There's nothing to do about that. Says the Levush, a very interesting thing. The Levush answers like this, as follows. Vayashkem Avraham Baboike. Says the Levush, a very big Chiddush Lalacha. He says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboike. There's two things. There's Yoim, the day, and Baboike. He says, one hasn't got to do with the other. That means to say like this. So in the Chanama, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu to do that Akedah, it didn't have to be Dafke Bayoyim. It could have been in Baboike. What's the two terminology, Baboike and Bayoyim? He says, from Alois to Netz, it's called Boike. That means it started, that something happened in here, and the sun started to be Zerach Shemesh. We'll see, even the Tom Shashacha, they did already from Alois. But that's what he says. Baboike means not Yoyim. He didn't need Yoyim. A regular mitzvah, Mila, we know it says Bayoyim. When it says in the Torah Yoyim, it has to be from Nitzachamot. But if it says Aloha, but if it doesn't say Yoim, it says Baboike, is even from Alois. I want to explain what he says. The Achronim, I think it's the Chemed, asks on the Levush, he doesn't understand. What do you mean there's two things? Yoim and Boike? We know there's a thing of Yoim, the mitzvah has to be by Yoim. So, it has to be by Yoim. What's the difference over here between Alois and Yoim? So here I want to explain like this. Rashi, in the Gila, the Chof on the base, Rashi says the following. Why, if we know the Gemara says, very clearly, that from Alois HaShachah is called Yoim. From Alois is already called Yoim. So why can't you look at Chila do the mitzvah already from Alois HaShachah? Right? If Alois HaShachah is Yoim, it's already called day. So start. The Gemara says no, the Mishnah says, if you do it from Alois HaShachah, then you use it. Why? You should stop doing the mitzvah from Alois HaShachah. Forget. If it's Yoim, you start from Zizu Magdim and the Mitzvahs. Says Rashi. Rashi learns. You're right. Alois HaShachah is day, proper day. The reason why we don't do it by Alois HaShachah the Mitzvahs is partially the Gzera. A person shouldn't be toyer, shouldn't make a mistake. Because Alois is very undefined, we can't really know when exactly. Some people make a mistake. And you see that the Gemara and the Yuma, there happen such things, that people make mistakes on time. So that's why, in order to have a clear-cut time, Chazal Masakan, Neitz HaChamah, that's when you start doing the mitzvah. But really, Yoim is already from Alois HaShachah. In order, there shouldn't be any toes, that's why we start already, that's why we only do from Neitz HaChamah, really from the Yoim. That's Shittas Rashi, and the Rambam in Brochus, Daf Chesam at base, in Muhammad's in the back, he says like Shittas Rashi, and he answers a kasha with that. He said it's Mukhrach like Rashi. Why? Because the Gemara says it in Yuma, that the Tomet Shel Chashacha, When did were the makar the Tomas Hashachar? Already from Alois Hashachar. They didn't wait for Natsa Chama. They started from Alois Hashachar. So I don't understand. If it says in Mishnah, in Megillah Daf Chav on the base, that's only be the Eved you can do from Alois Hashachar, Lekachila, you have to do from Natsa Chama. So Oy Bazoi is very, you can't understand. So why the Tomas Hashachar with the makar already from Alois Hashachar? An unbelievable kasha. That's what the Ramban and Muhammad ask. Says the Ramban, he doesn't, I don't know if he brings Rashi, but he says Kedol Pashut. He says the whole reason why we do from Nitzachama not from Alois is not because it's not Yoim, it's because it's Zera, because a person will make a mistake between Alois and Netz. Okay. But Kohanim's reason here, we know Kohanim are very Zoros and they're not going to make mistakes. We see many times.
Didn't wait for
Nates? No, Tomas Hashachar, they were makrib before Nates. And Kohanim's reason here, we know many times the Gemara and Shas, the Gemara says Kohanim's reason here. So man, there's no problem, that's why the makrib are ready from Nates, from Alois Hashachar. That's what Ramban says. Yeah. The Milchas Chinuch, I think, says the same thing, that because Kohanim's reason here, they were makrib already the Tomas Hashachar from Nates, from Alois Hashachar.
Sorry. The Rabbi Shem never said to Moshe, to Avraham Avinu, to be makriv tomorrow, or
Mochav. That's what we spoke about before. So we said that all the Mufrashim say they have to be Badei. But Rachaim says because Karbonus are Badei. It was understood that it has to be Badei.
When was the Tzivu? Was it a night?
The Tzivu was a night before. Why did it say Vayashka Avraham Avinu?
Maybe it was the day before.
Whatever it is, but it was the tzivim was that you can't, you have to do by day. The question is, if you have to do by day, then you don't have to have the afternoon or by weekend. So, one second. So if you say, if those Rishoyim we just said now, Rashi and Ramban very clearly say, Alois Hashachar is Yoim Gomel. Now, you shouldn't make a mistake. Lashon Rashi, Leitor, you shouldn't make a mistake. So that's why we say that you should make it from Netzach Hamos. If you hold like this, then it's very, very Gishmak. Avraham Avinu, right? Avraham Avinu, Vayashkim Avraham Baboike. And Achalama, Alois Hashachar, Anitza Chamla Ketchilishvilu Nitza Chamla. Avraham didn't have the problems of Tor. And the way I'm thinking now, I think it's a Mefurish Gemara in the Yuma of Chofhei on the base. And just remembering now, the Gemara I think says in the Yuma of Chofhei on the base that you can't learn that from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was Zoris and just remember now, the Gemara in Yuma says Mefurish, I think the Gemara in Ruma, I have to check it up again, Yuma of Chofhei on the base, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu didn't have a problem of Zoris. And maybe Avraham Avinu won't make mistakes. If Avraham Avinu won't make mistakes, it's very understood why Avraham Avinu woke up dafk in the morning. But here I want to say like this, that the Levush...
The problem was 3 days later. The Vayashkem Avraham Avinu was only the beginning of 3 days' walk. Till he brought Yitzchak on the Kaida, it wasn't on the same day anyway.
What? Yeah, but and the Chanama, but he had to do the... He had to start the process at Ibi Badeh. Ibn Achonet, we said before, the Gemara, Ibn Achonet had to start Badeh. The Ram... The Maisa found a murder a chiddush. Then the Rambam, Shittas HaRambam is the Chorer Mashma Noladis. Shittas HaRambam is Mashma, that's not just the Toros over here. Shittas HaRambam is Mashma, not like we just said now in Rashi and Rambam the Chorer. And Shittas HaRambam we'll see is Mashma that from Alois, from before Netzach Hamo, Alois is not called proper Yoim Gomel. First I want to read the Pirush HaMishnayos of Rambam on that Mishnah, it says as follows. Uma sha'oma, v'kulam sha'osim m'sha'ol omer ha'shachar, kosher, l'mi sha'ova v'osa v'eis ha'tzorech ha'godoyl. If somebody has a tzorech ha'godoyl, that means he can't, for whatever reason, he can't do from Nates, then he can do from Alois. Avol ha'maisa ha'gomor hu acha netzachamo. The maisa ha'gomor is after netzachamo. See, the Rambam doesn't say that there's a problem here of Tol, some Mela, you have to do after Nitzah Chama. He says, the Maisa HaGomo, it's only called a proper act of a mitzvah, only after Netz. Before Netz, felt in the Maisa HaGomo, felt in the actual doing of the mitzvah. It's not like just the Tol over here, no, it's felt in the actual mitzvah. And I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Tshuvas Rav Moshe Feinstein, Yeridea, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Pei, he also is Madaik. He doesn't bring this Rambam, but he brings two other Rambams in Yad HaChazoka, and he says from those two Rambams also Mashma that from Alois is not yet Yoim Gomu, and he learns that it's a Deraisa Digadin. It's not only Derabonon, it's a Deraisa Digadin. That from before Netzach Hamo is not properly Yoim, it's not Yoim Gomu. Because he says, if you look in the Rambam Hilchos Milah, and the Rambam in Parah Aduma, where the, both the Rambam says you have to do by day, the Rambam writes very clearly, Lekatchela, you have to do by day. But the Eved, you're yoyis if you don't do by day. The Rambam doesn't say over here any xeris. Rambam puts up very, very clear that there's a problem here, Lekatchela, but the Eved, and the Rav Moshe Feinstein learns Mefurish, and like we saw in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, it's very much like that, that it's even that from Alois, it's not just a xera not to do from Alois, no, from Alois, it's actually missing an actual yoim from what we have after Netzach Hamah. If you learn like this, comes back the big question. First of all, the Ramban's question of Tomei Shel Shachar, how were the makor of the Tomei Shel Shachar before Netzach Hamah? And like we asked, Yashkem Avraham Bavoike, but we saw already in the Levush, this shitta, what we said before from the Levush, well, the Levush said that there's two things. There's Boiker and Yoim. That alone from the Levush is Mavua, that Boiker and Yoim, that means Alois HaShachar is not Yoim Gomel. That we saw already in the Levush. But the Rav Moshe doesn't bring the Levush. He just says in the Rambam, it's mashma like that very much, that Alois is missing in actual Yoim. So it comes back to the big question. Why, for what reason, can you do from Alois B'dievet? Why are you Yoitza if you do B'dievet from Alois if it's missing in the Yoim? So Rav Moshe Feinstein goes with a big chiddush, which you understand what he means. He says you find many times Chazal wanted the were masakan something, even though it's not the ikar mitzvah, but in order to be mezaras in the mitzvah, they were even makdim. He says vosikin. He brings a rav. The Tosfos says in Yuma, the Flamatesh on the base. Rabbi Yitam says vosikin. The people who davened vosikin did kriyas shema even before Netzach Hamah. Right? He say do. Before Nets, you do Kriya Shema, and then with Nets, you daven Shemin Esra. So you're doing, really, Kriya Shema before Nets. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? If you're the Rambam, it's not Yoim Gomel, how can you do it before Nets? Bishloima lefi shitasa Ramban and Rashi, that's only a gzera, so it's very understood. People who have a sikin are very zoris, right? They have a sikin, the Gemara calls them zoris, reason. The people who are very, very zoris in the mitzvahs, we're not worried they're going to make a mistake. So they can start before Nets. But if you learn that the Raisa they get in, how can you start before Nets? So far, the Rav Moshe says you have to say, Rav Moshe Feinstein says you have to say that even though the Raisa has felt in Yoim, but in order, Chazal will masakan certain times and when you wanted to be Mizaras in the mitzvah, the masakan even before the time, which I really don't understand. What's the trap of such a thing? If it misses in the Yoim, what can you say? How can Chazal be masakan be oiker over here and say to do it even before the time, the real time? Rav Moshe says so. But I'm saying we have to understand what he means. I want to suggest maybe, counter-suggestion, like this. I would like to suggest like this. In the Shittas HaRambam, again, let's make very clear, the Rashi and Ramban both take on that only Gzera, really, Alois HaShachar is Yoim Gomo. And with the Eved, that's why you're Yoitz if you do it by Alois HaShachar. The Rambam, the Levush, like we said also, the Levush are both understood that they learn that by Yoim, if you don't do Alois, is really not called Yoim Gomel. So that the question is, if it's not Yoim Gomel, how can you find the some mitzvahs? Like, example, Tomei Shel Shachar, Vosikin, all these mitzvahs that were done even before the time, Lekatchila. If you look in the, I want to say like this. I want to say, but etzem it's only derabanan. For sure, it's only derabanan. It's not the raisa digdin. Alois HaShachar is yoim gomel. And really, the Gemara is much more like that. The Gemara Megillah says like this. Gemara Megillah says when he learns out, Gemara asks, how do you know if you do it by Alois HaShachar yoyitzah? Gemara brings a pasuk. Menach oisim b'melocha. And the Gemara says, what's melocha? Toshema v'hoyilomu halayla mishmo v'hayoyim melocha. Melocha is done by day, so we know that even Alois HaShachar is called Yoim, it's called day. So the Gemara said, because we know Alois HaShachar is called Yoim, from there we learn that if you do it, but yeah, Alois HaShachar is called day. So look, Avada Alois HaShachar is day. I don't think that's a shine over here. Now the Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashi learns, it's a Gzeira. It's Yoim Gomel, Chazal made here Gzeira, a new Gzeira, a person should come to do a toss. The Rambam learned that Chazal were Oymed on the Ikedin. Chazal said like this, that because Chazal tells us like this, because it's not nikah when it comes alois, it's not nikah that's day, right? When is it really nikah? Gemara says it's when Netzach Hamah comes. So Chazal said, we gave it a din of Mitzvah Yoyim. That's not real day yet for mitzvahs. But Chazal put forward over here that all mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs you have to do by day when it's day gone, when it's nicker to you, that's day gone. And if you do it beforehand, so Midivrei Chazal, Staka felt it's missing in the day. Because Hayoyis, you have to do it by day when it's nicker. Chazal wanted you to do the mitzvahs when it's nicker to everyone's day. Even though it's day already when it's alois. But they wanted you to do the mitzvahs when it's Yoyim Gomo. And they said, that's only when it's Netzachamo. So it's not just a gzeira over here. It tells you a gzeira that if you do it by day, don't do it from Alois HaShachar because you might make a mistake. No, it's much more than that. It's really, Chazal tells us that it's really, Divrei Chazal, it's not Yoyim Gomo. Divrei Chazal, why? Because it's not properly an appearance of proper day, because everyone knows day starts showing Nikah when it's Netzachamo. So the Chazal didn't told you, don't do the mitzvahs by day. Don't do the mitzvahs by Aloi Shachar, do it from Netzachamo. But it's missing an actual day. But Divrei Chazal, it's missing, that's what Chazal told you, you have to do it from Netzachamo. But the Eved, and that's a Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnayos, only when it's a Tzorech HaGadol you can do it from Aloi Shachar. Avla Maisa HaGomo means that the real doing, the real Maisa HaGomo is only when it's Netzachamo. Because it's not Nikah yet, properly these days. Chazal told us that we want it to be Yoyim Gomo, when it's Yoyim complete day, that's when it's Netzachamo. Oh, but it's not, it can't be Deraisa. But still, even the Fina Rambam, that the Rambam holds, not just Xera, you need Chazal to be Masakim certain times when there's no problem, right? There's certain times when there was an Inyan to be Mizaras in the Mitzvah. Let's say Tomo Shel Shachar, the Ramban said there was an Inyan to Mizaras in the Mitzvah. They want people to do it quick. The Tomo Shel Shachar, why? Because at the beginning of the day, they want to do it much by the beginning of the day to do Tomo Shel Shachar. So there, Chazal said, yeah, there you do it by Aloi HaShachar already. You don't have to wait till next. Because there's an Inyan to do it quick. When it's Tam Mitzvah, Ba'alma, Mitzvah's Mila, let's say, with the Din Torah said, do by Yoyim. So there, Vada, you start from Netzachamo. You don't do it at Katchila by Aloi HaShachar. Because what Chazal wanted you to do it when it's Yoyim Gomo. But certain times, Chazal, like Vosikin, where Chazal wanted the person to start davening before Netzachamo, in order to finish when Esther with Vosikin, with Netzachamo. So there, the Taka said, do Krishma before. Because Chazal alone, on Masakan, there were certain mitzvahs, Chazal wanted you to do it Bezrizas. So Memegle, Chazal wanted you to do Bezrizas. That's why they told you to do it already from Aloi HaShachar. But really, every mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah is only to do by Netzachamo and not from Aloi. And that's, you can say, Yashka Barom HaBoike, Avram decided to do it even for Aloi. He held, with such a choshev mitzvah, Ketz Yitzchok, he had to be mezaris in the mitzvah to start already from the second day. The second day comes in, that's already Aloi. Start doing the mitzvah. Oh, but really, you can't bring a raya from all other mitzvahs. Let's say Mila, with the Mishnah counts out, all other mitzvahs, regular you have to do when it's Netzachamo. When it's only then, when it's Nikah, when it's recognizable. When it's recognizable to everyone that it's day, then you can start doing it. But if it's not yet recognizable, because it's not because Alois is not recognizable to everyone, it's day, then you have to do it by Nate. Unless there are certain mitzvahs, like Chazal or Masakim, like this Tomei Shel Shachar, for Sikkim, certain mitzvahs, Chazal or Masakim, that you have to do it, they can do it already from Alois, because they want you to do Mazaras in the mitzvah. I'd like to be mamshich over here.
So the Rambam said that if you do something between Alos and Netz, it's not called the Maisa.
Yeah.
So if you do Prasmila between Alos and Netz,
it's not a Maisa Gom.
A Tafas Dam afterwards or something?
No, it's for sure. It's only Darabonim.
Midraisa,
it's called Maisa Gom.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have to do a Tafas Dam Brit. The Darabonim said, because there has to be recognizable time, that's why he said, don't do it ready from Aloyz. Yes. But if you do it from Aloyz, you don't have to go to the bridge. You did the mitzvah gom. Do we the chumash there? Or... We all know that the Yashkim Avrom Baboike was, right, started the process, proceeds of Akedas Yitzchok.
Right,
Because Baruch to take your only son, it's Yichidcha, Hashem have to, if you like, Lechlecha al Eretz HaMerion, it says the whole thing, he came there, and then the whole story, it says, after the whole thing, after the whole Akedah, when Baruch Hu told him not to do it, it says, Ki ato yadati, now I know, ki yirei elokim ato. Now I know that you're the real yirei elokim. Rashi brings down, Me'ato yesh li male hoshiv, now I can answer the Sotan and the Umas Olam, who ask, why do I like you? Ma chibosi etzlecha, what's my chibor to you? Now, yesh li peska pela hachshav. Now you'll see, achshav shorei yirei elokim ato. So all the mefarshim tells us, we're talking about 9 Nisyonos before this, right? Massive Nisyonos. The first one from Baterach. We all know he threw himself Kifshon Eish. That's not a big Nisyon, right? That you can't see. He likes, Avraham Avinu likes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come over here to the last one, the 10th one of Akedah Sitzchak. Now we know, now you can tell the Umas HaOlam how much I loved you. It's very not understandable in our eyes. There is a mahalach over here which many Sforim bring down. I saw the Shemi Shmuel, Tzvas Emes, etc. They bring it down from the Sforim. They suggest the following thing. They suggest that Avraham Avinu, we know, was Amud HaChesed. Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed. He was the Yechidus of Chesed, was Avraham Avinu, came from Avraham Avinu. We know the whole part from the beginning of Ayera. And so too we know that Avraham Avinu, even though he was so much entailed in Chesed, we know that he doubles for Sodom, which was against, was other the Mamish Faket of Chesed, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save him. So can you imagine, Avraham Avinu, everyone knows he's the biggest Baal Chesed, and he's talking about Chesed all day long, and he goes and takes his only son, Asher Chitcha, Asher Ahavto, everyone knows how much he loved him, and he's going to be the biggest Sakzori in Klal Yisrael Kaviyogel, that he's going to take his son and shecht him. Can you imagine how the steer over here is like unbelievable? So Avraham Avinu's nisoyin over here was to go against his tevach, to go against his ahavo, you have the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his chesed. And that was a big nisoyin over here. And I want to explain this like this. That when a person has chesed, well, Avraham Avinu's chesed, you can understand, Avraham is chesed because he liked people and he had a good middah to like people. But here we see in the Torah not like that. We see that Avraham Avinu's chesed didn't come mikoyach his own tivius digger, ahava for people. For sure, he liked people. But it all came, machmas tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do chesed. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. Now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, kach me'aspilchez yichitra ashahavto, now that Sivu was to be Achzori, for whatever reason is, Avraham Avinu was mispatel to Das Koinoi, he was mispatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he has to be Achzori, so the chesed flies out the window. A chesed, which is tolui bedovo, a hava shetlui bedovo, so when it makes sense for me, then I have to go with it. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't. No, Avraham Avinu's chesed was all with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivu. And you look in the end, you look when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, this is very interesting, the Kudah over here. You see later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do, to take off Yitzchak, it says like this. It says, Vayikra elo, Vayoyme al tishlach yodcha lana, Vatasne mu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do the Akhida, ki atu yodati ki rea lekim ato, velo yichosachta spincha es yichidcha mimeni. He doesn't say Asha Hafto, number one. Right? He said, first of all, there's a question over here I heard. Very interesting question. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh him, don't touch Yitzchak. The question is, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh him a new tzivui, don't touch Yitzchak? Yes, mitzaveh him a new tzivui, don't touch Yitzchak. Just tell him, don't do that keder. Why do you have to mitzaveh a new tzivui, don't touch Yitzchak? Till now he told him to do it, now he tells him, don't do it. I saw Chassam Sofer, an unbelievable thing. Heilige Chassam Sofer says the following. Chassam Sofer says that the Nisoyan for Yitzchak, for Avraham Avinu not to do the Akedah, was much greater than Nisoyan HaAchron Yoisa Godlum and Arishon. The nisayon not to do the Akedah was much greater than to do the Akedah. What does he mean? He says that is. He says Avraham Avinu had such a ahava to do the Akedah. And that, what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah do now is your mitzvah to do the Akedah. That's your mitzvah now, do the Akedah. So now, do the Akedah, he could have said, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do the Akedah. Oh, Machaya, don't have to do the Akedah, I don't have to Shech Yitzchok. No. Avraham Avinu's nisayon was, go back. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do it, don't do it. It's like, you know, you have a big truck going, flying down the hill, and without brakes. And right? Can you imagine what happened? Avraham Avinu's a halva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so much, do that Kedah. And it was so much, like the Chasam Sofer says in another place, it says, V'yisa Avraham is in Abiyah, he ayil acha. He saw another ayil. Acha means, really, Pshat is acha from behind. But he says there's a remez here, beginning ayil acha, what's ayil, another ayil? He says he saw Yitzchok like an ayil. He saw Yitzchok now like an ayil. He didn't seem like his son. He saw him like a proper ayil sitting over here, like his other, and he saw another ayil. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the other ayil. But he was ready, full of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. A new tzivoy. If you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make a new tzivoy, Avraham Avinu would taka do it. And you see, taka, the Medrash said that he started doing, dumb came out already. Because his act was already fully there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't save him now not to do it. A new tzivoy. He stopped it and he went back. And that's why he needed a new tzivoy. That's why he needed a new tzivoy. And that was the soin God earlier is ma'akhrin. And Taka finished off here. That's what you see afterwards. He says, when he went back, when Avraham Avinu went back and he took, he says he went back to Ne'orov, he went together with them. My emphasis is obviously he went together with them. But that's what you see that Avraham Avinu's big koyach, that he went through the big nisyonos of it. He went back like he was there before. Nothing changed. Why? Because this is what, like we started off with. The nisayon of Akedah Yitzchak was that all the midas you have is all goes into the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once it's a tzivui to do it, you have to do it. You don't do it, you don't do it. And that's a meridic lesson for us. That everything, even the nisayon is about every day-to-day life, is all turned on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us. It's not what we think and we like and we want. It's all the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really the lech lecha. Is also the first lechacha, me'atzcha, me'ladetcha. Also, what was in the soyan? It says la'noscha le'tevoscha. The soyan is the same thing there. Avraham Avinu didn't go because la'noscha le'tevoscha, because I wanted to have geshmak alive. No, because the yelech ito, he went because kash dibe alav Hashem. That's the soyanus, and we shtaka v'zoyta to good Shabbos.